Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm your host, Ellen Tang, and I'm joined by Glenn Schultz, who is the head of our agency mortgage prepayment modeling and strategy for MUFG. Today is Wednesday, May 11th. And Glenn, thank you for joining us. It's always nice to have you here.
Hi, Ellen. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be on the show. Thank you for inviting me.
So let's dig in. April remit data was released on Thursday the 5th. Aggregate prepayment measured for the Fannie Mae 30-year declined just over 19% on a month-over-month basis, down to 11.4 CPR. We have a 30-year mortgage rate at 5.5%. The Federal Reserve will likely continue raising interest rates. Is there anything of particular note in the April remit data, you know, that, and kind of what are your thoughts with respect to the turnover and refinance activity going forward with all, you know, kind of the world that we're living in now?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that there's a lot to unpack in that. So I think first, you know, again, you know, the rate environment, in, you know, as you noted, and according to bankrate.com, the 30-year mortgage rate is now 5.5%, which is amazing in such a short time. And at that rate, much of the new moderately and seasoned production cohorts are out of the money, with the exception of some of the newer and moderately seasoned high FICO cohorts. And seasoned cohorts whose WALA is greater than 60 months are actually exhibiting pretty strong burnout in the April remittance. In fact, the seasoned cohort S-curve is actually inverted in April, with the at-the-money coupon cohorts prepaying faster than the in-the-money cohorts. So this suggests, you know, two things, right? The first is, now that, you know, burnout is clearly manifest up the coupon stack and in the more seasoned cohorts. And the second is in my view, that turnover is beginning to dominate the prepayment landscape. And this is a theme that we've been talking about. But this month, we saw very high turnover rates across all the cohorts in terms of seasoning, new, moderate, and seasoned production. In fact, this month, we measured turnover at 25 CPR, which is really kind of a stunning number. And for our listeners, just the measure of turnover that we're using are really those Fannie Mae 30-year pools with a borrower incentive between minus 50 and 0 basis points, and a WALA between 12 and 120 months. So this is kind of important when we're talking about this big CPR print, at least this month, because our turnover measure does not really include Freddie Mac. And so this month we had Freddie Mac had passed through some late principal pay downs, which had distorted some of their numbers, but this doesn't affect our turnover number. And so in our mind, really reinforces the thesis that turnover is going to dominate the prepayment landscape in 2020. Now, as far as refinancing is concerned, you know, that will likely be dominated by equity takeouts, but only to the extent to which, you know, some discount borrowers willing to extract equity at today's higher rates would really remain to be seen. So then there's a second piece to this, and that's really the convergence of prepayments within the coupon vintage cohorts and the TBA versus specified pool cohorts. So the tradable stack, as I mentioned, is for the most part either out of or at the money due to the rising mortgage rate. Originators are beginning to right size for the interest rate environment, which means they're beginning to lay off, you know, lending bankers. And I think that's going to accelerate that convergence in prepayment across vintage and coupon cohorts. So the third point in sort of our thinking, and this is related to the second, the convergence in prepayment impacts, specified pool valuations versus a TBA deliverable. So when we're looking at March's remittance and our prepayment insight for March, we mentioned that we favored like low loan balance, 2, 2.5, 3 coupons. And then we highlighted, you know, the extension protection in the form of the relocation sector and some geo sectors. And we still favor these themes. And most importantly, though, the valuation between TBA rolls and spec pools has improved, in favor of the specified pool sectors. So I think going forward, we should expect specified pool payups to be driven by more by refinancing costs in the roll market than by forward prepayment expectations. And as a result, I expect to see investors begin to add specified pools over, you know, TBA eligible or generic collateral going forward.
Thanks for that, Glenn. You know, there was a lot to unpack off your last statement. What I would like to do is kind of turn the conversation over to issuance and spreads. In the agency mortgage 22 outlook, you know, you had predicted a net issuance between $600 and $800 billion. But with interest rates rising so quickly, how has our projection held up? And also kind of what are your thoughts going forward?
Yeah, that's a really good question, right? Trying to get to this issuance number. You know, I believe both our net issuance projections and our current coupon projections, you know, at the time that we had made our forecast, were really outliers to the upside relative to sort of the broader market estimates or projections. So what we had projected in terms of gross issuance was about $600 to $800 billion in agency net issuance. I'm sorry, I said gross, I meant net. And then when we take the level of mortgage rate and recent trends into consideration, you know, I think we're going to see probably about $2 trillion in gross issuance. So that's lower than even our lower end estimate, which was about $2.3 trillion. And then, you know, we've really kind of brought down our scheduled pay downs and refinance and principal pay downs to about $1.2 trillion, right? So that's reflecting the higher interest rate environment as well. So, you know, interestingly, those adjustments leave us with about $800 billion in net issuance. So that takes us really to the higher end of our range, which was, as I said, $600 to $800 billion. So I think we're really on track to, you know, hit the higher end of our initial forecast. It's just how we're going to get there, you know, is going to change due to the run-up in interest rates.
The Federal Reserve meeting minutes indicated a $17.5 billion runoff cap next month, and after 3 months, the cap would increase to $35 billion. Do you have a view on the reduction of the agency mortgage portfolio?
Yeah, we do. Actually, we ran the portfolio through our Katana machine learning prepayment model. And we think over the summer months, principal reduction, you know, will be above that cap. And then after 3 months, principal reductions will be below the cap. Still, you know, how this translates into possible near-term purchases or sales is, I think it's anyone's guess. You know, I suppose, strictly speaking, the stated caps, our prepayment forecasts imply that the Fed will continue to purchase some amount of agency MBS to maintain the runoffs relative to the cap. And then once the cap increases, you know, to $35 billion, the Fed, you know, under our prepayment forecast would become, you know, a seller of agency MBS. So that's in the strictest sense, you know, we're holding our view the Fed would like to sell discount coupons sometime in either Q3 or Q4. With these caps in place, it's probably less than what the market had anticipated. But really, I suppose at this point, the Fed's reaction function to all this is really anyone's guess. So, I mean, let's face it, the Fed is kind of stuck between what's beginning to look more and more like runaway inflation and a recession. So how they handle the guidance of these caps on a go-forward basis, you know, I think it's really difficult for anyone to say with certainty.
Understood. So, you know, how does your issuance outlook and the recent guidance from the Fed change your view on the current coupon basis, if it changes it at all?
Yeah, with respect to the current coupon basis, you know, I really believe that we are entering the kind of old normal, meaning the current coupon basis likely trades in a range between, say, 100 and 120 basis points, and volatility events will drive the basis wider to as much as, say, 140, 150 basis points. So really the issuance backdrop, you know, what the Federal Reserve is saying, you know, so far, and the best that anybody can kind of divine what they're really going to do, reinforces sort of our earlier our earlier notes to clients regarding the current coupon basis. So the old normal, at least in my view, is defined by the agency current coupon prior to, you know, say 2006, right? And our old normal thesis really considered, you know, kind of the following things. First, the lower zero interest rate regime is over. So, you know, we're no longer lower zero bound regime. The SOMA portfolio, you know, will shrink over time and the Fed will no longer buy agency MBS or potentially reverse their role at some point. And then, you know, we've discussed this too, the agency MBS market is much more negatively convex than ever before. So all of the above, in my opinion, really argue for the old normal in terms of the agency MBS current coupon spread.
So to wrap it all up, it sounds like you believe agency MBS spreads are trading at the wide end of the old normal range, absent a volatility event. You still like the relocation sector and the low loan balance sector at the bottom of the coupon stack, and you are sticking with the high end of your initial net supply forecast. Is that a good way to sum everything up?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that pretty much sums it all up. It's quite a lot to kind of digest, but yeah, that sums it up nicely.
Thanks so much, Glenn. Obviously, a lot to unpack here. I encourage our listeners to reach out to you directly or to their sales coverage for any follow-up conversation. And thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets podcast. Please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and reach out to your sales rep for any further information. Please check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.